Bozo the Clown and the Meaning of Pie Throwing. Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Carla. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today.
This podcast is sponsored by...
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do.
Ha ha ha. Okay, let's get to it.
Bozo the Clown and the Meaning of Pie Throwing.
Pie throwing has been a staple in clown comedy for years. We have seen it in movies, cartoons, and live performances. But what is the meaning behind this comedic act? In this podcast, we will explore the history of pie throwing and its significance in the world of clowning, with a special focus on the iconic clown, Bozo.
Bozo the Clown was a beloved character who entertained millions of children across the world. His signature look, with his red hair, white face, and oversized shoes, has been imitated by many other clowns. Bozo was not just a clown, but a cultural icon, who represented the values of happiness, fun, and playfulness.
One of Bozo's most famous acts was his pie-throwing routine. Throughout his career, Bozo threw pies at other clowns, audience members, and even television hosts. But why do clowns throw pie in the face? How did this become such a popular act in the clowning world? The origins of pie throwing can be traced back to the early days of vaudeville. Vaudeville was a popular form of entertainment that included a variety of acts, including comedy, magic, music, and acrobatics. Pies were often used in vaudeville acts as a way to create slapstick comedy. The act of throwing a pie in the face was seen as a way to humiliate the recipient, but also to entertain the audience.
In the early days of vaudeville, pies were often made with real fruit and custard. This made them heavy and difficult to throw accurately. However, in the 1910s, a new type of pie was invented specifically for comedy acts. This was the cream pie, made with whipped cream and usually served in a tin. Cream pies were much lighter and easier to throw than traditional pies. Pie throwing became a popular act in vaudeville, and soon, clowns began to use it in their performances. Bozo the Clown was one of the first clowns to incorporate pie throwing into his routine. He created a whole comedy act around throwing pies, and his audiences loved it.
Pie throwing is not just a way to create laughter, but it also has a deeper meaning in the world of clowning. Clowns are seen as mischievous tricksters who love to play jokes on people. Pie throwing is a way for clowns to show their playful side and to connect with their audience.
Pie throwing can also be seen as a form of social commentary. In the early days of vaudeville and clowning, pie throwing was often used to poke fun at people in positions of power. Politicians, police officers, and other authority figures were often the target of pie throwing acts. By throwing a pie in someone's face, clowns were able to highlight the absurdity of power and authority.
Pie throwing has also been used as a way to break down social barriers. In the 1960s, during the civil rights movement, pie throwing became a popular form of protest. Activists would throw pies at politicians and other public figures as a way to challenge their authority and demand change.
Bozo the Clown was a master of pie throwing, and his act has inspired many other clowns to incorporate this comedy routine into their performances. Bozo's legacy as a clown and entertainer will continue to live on, and his use of pie throwing will always be remembered as a quintessential part of the world of clowning.
In conclusion, pie throwing may seem like a simple act of comedy, but it has a rich history and a deep meaning in the world of clowning. Bozo the Clown was a pioneer of this act, and his performances have inspired generations of clowns. Pie throwing has been used to create laughter, bring social commentary, and challenge authority. As we continue to watch and appreciate the art of clowning, let us acknowledge the important role that pie throwing has played in this timeless tradition.
This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1764. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.